This is the Assumption Church Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Assumption Church is a Roman Catholic community under the care of the Franciscan Friars Conventual of Our Lady of Angels Province. It is a community of faith which is active in service, and its ministries bring the gospel message of peace, reconciliation, and love to Syracuse and all of Central New York.
When I was reflecting on the readings during Mass yesterday, a line that struck me was when it said, like a prophet from your own kin will arise. And I thought about the fact that this week, Father Nevin passed away. Father Nevin was a parishioner of this parish. His family's house was right next to the food pantry and soup kitchen, where they used to do coffee and donuts. He lived and breathed in this building. It's where he grew up, where his faith was fostered. And then I thought about how this week the church invited us to celebrate the feast day of Mother Mary Ann on January 23rd. Mary Ann is also someone from our parish. She professed her vows in the old church that's imaged in her shrine in 1864. And this building was built in 1865. So Mother Mary Ann walked these pews, worshiped in this church. And I was reflecting on how, who's going to be the next person from our parish? Who's going to be the next one that continues their legacy? I think it can be each of us. I think each of us are called to live the gospel every day. And a story that I was reflecting on that I usually tell every time I give a tour of the parish is I usually start in the back of the church and I speak about how the various photos that are in the back of the sanctuary. And then I talk about how there's four doors that are in the back of the sanctuary. And if you notice, there's no doors here in the sanctuary, and there's no doors on the side altar, on the side communion rails. Because at one point in the church's theology, the part of the church that was considered holy was anything behind those doors. And one of our pastors, in their wisdom, moved the doors to the back of the church to signify that the entire church is holy, not just the part where the ministers are. And then after that, I go to Mother Mary Ann's shrine, and I speak about Mother Mary Ann. And a story that I often tell is when Mother Mary Ann went to Hawaii and began to minister to the lepers, they often called leprosy the disease because they didn't know how it was spread. They didn't know how to keep it from spreading except to isolate those that had leprosy. And so one of the sisters that went with her was told by a doctor, you're going to get the disease. And she ran to Mother Mary Ann and told Mother Mary Ann, they say we're going to get the disease. And Mother Mary Ann, in, I don't know how she said it, I don't know what voice or tone she said it in, but she said something to the effect of, God has called us to this ministry. No sister will ever get the disease. That was a promise she made that God has kept. No sister in over 100 years of working with the lepers in Hawaii have ever gotten leprosy. Father Damien, who worked with lepers, did get leprosy and eventually passed away from it. Mother Mary Ann passed away from natural causes. But the faith that she had, like, takes my breath away. To imagine that she could make that promise, no sister will ever get the disease. Now, granted, Mother Mary Ann was a medical person. She founded St. Joseph's Hospital in St. Elizabeth in Utica. She worked and learned how to care for health people, with the people who were sick. So, but the fact that she can make that promise blows my mind. And as I was reflecting on these two from our own kin, Father Nevin and Mother Mary Ann, now granted, I'm not saying Father Nevin is a saint. I want to make sure I'm saying that. If you've ever had a conversation with him, you know that he can continue a conversation way past you leaving the room. I love him for that. He knew how to talk. And if you want to honor him sometime this week, whatever you do, whatever dessert you have, put a ton of whipped cream on it. He loved it. And I was thinking about how these two people came from our parish. They're two ordinary people that were just trying to live the gospel. We are all called to become saints. We're all called to live out the gospel. How that gets lived out is different. You know, today's second reading is really hard to hear, but we have to remember that St. Paul believed that Jesus was going to come soon. And here we are 2,000 years later, and Jesus hasn't come yet for his second coming. And why? Maybe because there's more saints, more people from our parish that need to rise and be ministers. I don't know. I don't know why Jesus is taking so long. But I do know that as we wait, we're called to live our life in a holy and joyous and loving way. You're going to hear today in the intercessions, we're going to pray for a young man named Ryan Relbuto, who is a Cap Corps volunteer, similar to Francis Corps, but with the Capuchins, who last week had gone to Mass, had done fellowship after Mass, went to adoration for an hour, and on his way home, a car came up to him and his other volunteers and asked for money. And he didn't have any. And he said no. And they took a gun and shot him. Now, yesterday at the funeral, Jenny Rose and I went to Rochester for the funeral, and there was something that was the bishop said that kind of has been reverberating in my mind. And he said, what would we have done before the Lord has called us to himself? He had spent an hour at Mass, an hour at adoration, and the Lord took him then. What are we going to be found doing when the Lord takes us? Or when the Lord comes for a second coming? I don't know. But I think our call is to do things that are loving and holy and joyous and bring joy to other people. I don't know what I'm going to be doing when the Lord calls me, or what I'll be doing right before, but I'm hoping that it's something that cares for people, that brings people closer to God. One of the things that I love about the story of Mother Mary Ann is that she cared for the people in Kalipapa, in Molokai, as if they didn't have the disease. So she made sure that sisters brought seeds and plants so that they can grow regular trees on the island of Molokai, that they would wear the same clothing that people in the mainland were wearing, because she wanted them to seem as their life was as normal as everyone else. She gave them basic needs, not only of health care, but of dignity. And I think that's what I want to happen before I pass away, that I'm giving people dignity, whether that be spiritual, or whether that be food, whether that be shelter, whether that be health care, whether that be education. I hope that for each of us, we can be giving others dignity. Who of us is going to be the next of our kin? I don't know. But maybe it's you.
Thanks for listening to the Assumption Church podcast. To listen to more episodes, connect with us in our community, or join us for worship, please visit assumptionsyr.org.